This was the last. The other two ones that was there, was the U.S.
Good evening and welcome to our online Thanksgiving service. We indeed are celebrating the goodness of God. And so we welcome you to our worship this evening. You can find the service bulletin on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or if you receive our emails, it was sent out today, so you can get the bulletin through that link also. To help us focus in on our Thanksgiving theme this year of Thanksgiving leads to thanks living, how often do you say the words thank you? Does something have to happen first before you will say those words? How often do we direct those words to God? What has God done to earn those words, thank you, from our lips? Tonight we're going to take a look at various psalms, and through the psalmist we'll be reminded of the why behind our directing the words, thank you, to God. And what else God has done for us to lead us to thanksgiving and thanks living. Let's turn our attention to our opening hymn, Now thank we all our God, verse 1. We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 103, again reminding us of what the Lord has done for us and continues to do for us, and why our thanksgiving leads to thanksgiving. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise his holy name.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 1, a reminder of how we are able to stay connected to God and what that leads us to do. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise his holy name.
Reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 8, a reminder to not underestimate the Lord. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place? What is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 19, where it points out the fact that evidence of God's handiwork is all around us. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
Thank you.
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise his holy name.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 95, the importance of making the time to worship the Lord, which then drives our response of thanksgiving. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 98, an opportunity to recall the marvelous things the Lord God has done in your life, which then leads to thanksgiving and then in turn to thanksgiving. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise his holy name.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father and through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to focus on another psalm, a couple of verses of Psalm 145, where we hear these words, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." This is God's word. A little fill-in-the-blank exercise here. The Lord is, now fill-in-the-blank. There are multiple answers that you could use to fill in the blank. The Lord is what? As you contemplate words to use to fill in that blank, the Lord is this or that, we get some ideas of what to use to help fill in that blank from these words of Psalm 145, together with all the psalms that we have heard so far in our Thanksgiving service and still yet to come. And keep in mind as you fill in the blanks, the Lord is good to you. The words that you use, personalize them. The Lord is good to you. The Lord is gracious to you. The Lord is compassionate to you. The psalmist recognized this about the Lord in his life, that the Lord was gracious and compassionate, and the Lord led him by inspiration to record these truths for all generations, including you and me today. The Lord is good to you. He is gracious to you. He is compassionate to you. And how is he gracious to you? Well, one of the first things that ought to drive a thank you to God, ought to drive our thanksgiving and then lead into thanksgiving, is the fact that God in his grace sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world, to be your Savior. The Lord is indeed good to you. He cared enough to send his one and only Son. He cared enough because you and I and all people left to ourselves would remain drowning in our sins. We may not like to think of that picture of drowning in our sins, but that's what would happen to us if left to ourselves. The intentional sins and the unintentional sins. Sin finally is sin, whether it be the little white lie or you name it, the big gigantic lie on purpose. Whether it be stealing one time or a habit of stealing. Whether it be one thought of adultery or committing the act of adultery. Whether it be hating our brother or sister or our fellow human being to the point we wish them dead, to actually carrying it out. Sin is sin in God's eyes, and all sin needs to be dealt with. And the only way to deal with it properly is the way that God had laid out for us in Holy Scripture. An act of his grace. Because none of our shed blood would atone for our sins. No amount of good works that we do would atone for our sins. Only the blood of Jesus would fully atone for our sins. The Lord is good to you. He is gracious. He sent his one only Son to prove that. And not only then does that truth lead us to give thanks to God, a thank you to him, leading into thanksgiving, just the fact that he created this world for us to live in. And how much of the day-to-day life do we take for granted? That there is clothing for us, and that there is food for us, and that there is air to breathe. Oh, we're mindful of the shortages of food and clothing and of clean air to breathe when we have to deal with the consequences of sin in the world, leading to poverty and also to acts of humans turning in clean air into dirty air. But yet, even then, the oil spills, for example, that have taken place, how God has designed things in his creation to deal with those. Not that we should go and spill oil, not that we should go and fill the clean air with dirty air, unbreathable air, but to think that God, in his almighty doing, already had planned for mankind to mess up and ways to deal with it. Again, not a license to mess up, but a reminder of God's graciousness and his compassion and his all-knowing ability. The Lord is good to you. He is gracious and He is compassionate. He is gracious. Hear also how that is described. He is slow to anger and rich in love. Do you want a God who is quick-tempered with you, or do you want a God who is patient with you? Thankfully, we have a God who is patient with us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. In fact, He treated His Son like we deserve to be treated. We should have died for our sins, but Jesus died in our place as our substitute. Sin paid for in full. And God deals with us day in and day out, slow in anger and rich in love. His mercies, Jeremiah describes, are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Every day we have reason to say thank you to God. Every day then we are motivated to live our lives as a thank you to God. How are you doing with that? Well, there's room for improvement for each one of us when it comes to living our lives as a thank you to God, with the words that we say and the thoughts that we think and the actions that we do. There's room for improvement. And as we take a look at our inability to live our lives the way God wants us to, He expects glory, perfection. Well, that can lead us to despair, but don't stay in that despair. Be mindful of the fact that the Lord is good to you. He is gracious, slow to anger, and rich in love. And every day when we take a look at God's creation, we are reminded of His graciousness. And that reminder then leads us to what else He has done for us: salvation. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Not only in those two areas of life, but with us individually and collectively. He has compassion on us all. He tells us to look out for those who are not in a position to look out for themselves, because people do fall on hard times. And so we are to look out for them with food and with clothing, while at the same time teaching them how to fish, not just giving them a fish, because the Lord has also said if one does not work, he should not eat. This is not a free handout. In a sense, God has given freely to us, but not just to be couch potatoes with what He's given to us, but to show our gratefulness by putting to work what He has put before us, not only for our own benefit, but for the benefit of others. The Lord is good to all. And as we are reminded in Galatians, then, let us do good to all, especially to the family of believers. Let us look out for those who are in need. And let us offer words of encouragement for those who are down. Offer a willing hand for those who need help moving something or cleaning up their yard or whatever it might be. Be on the active lookout on how to show the Lord's compassion through you to others. The Lord is good to you, and He is good to all. He is gracious and compassionate. So may our thank you to God turn into thanks living. He is good to all, and all He has made. So much to be thankful for tonight and every day. And Thanksgiving should not be the only time that we take a moment to stop and give thanks to God for His creation and for His salvation. But each and every day we have opportunity to say, God, thank you for this day, for this creation, of the things that I take for granted, of that which I notice and I use every day. And thank you for the salvation that despite no matter what happens in this life, as Romans 8 reminds us, that is not going away. So we can still keep moving and looking forward. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving us to show that thanks to you and through you as we look out for others. What words did you use and can you use to fill in the blank? The Lord is. There are so many, right? Keep in mind, the Lord is good to you. He is gracious and compassionate. Happy Thanksgiving. We turn now to our next hymn, Father, God of Grace, You Knew Us. And thank you for your faithfulness in supporting the work of the church here at St. Mark's and through St. Mark's. Your offerings are truly appreciated and another sign of thanks living as a thank you to God. We continue with the prayer of the church. Lord of heaven and earth, you made all things beautiful. You have provided green forests and refreshing streams. You have arranged the orderly procession of day and night for our work and rest. Thank you for roofs that shelter us, for clothing that protects us, and for food and drink. Thank you for our work, for projects that are done well, and for the approval of supervisors and teachers. Thank you for all who serve at night to make our days more pleasant. Thank you for our cities and our countrysides, for farms and factories, for streets and highways, and for all of life that flows so swiftly before us.
Thank you for children and their abundance of energy, and their shouts of joy and laughter.
Thank you for the morning greetings we receive, and for all the smiles that come from faces loved by you. Hear us, Lord, as we give thanks for personal blessings. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his coming to us in word and sacraments, for his giving and forgiving, and for listening to our prayers. Receive our gifts and offerings as our sacrifice of praise.
Lead us in thankful living today and always. Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Holy Scripture, selected verses from Psalm 105, summing up our reason to say thank you to God, which then leads to thanks living. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Praise the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise his holy name.
Brothers and sisters, go and live your life in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Be able to enjoy your Thanksgiving with family and friends, if that be by Zoom or by phone call or however that might be. And may the Lord continue to watch over us, and we know he will as he has promised. So enjoy your Thanksgiving, and may that continue to lead to thanks living. Have a great night.